Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is your host, Charlie Bernhardt. This is sort of a special Asura program. The first hour featured cantor Moshe Kusevitzky and an interview with Aaron Pulver, who heads the Israel Independence Fund, doing some magnificent work on behalf of Israel. And I encourage those listeners who did catch the first hour to go onto the website, www.fundisrael.com, to learn more about the terrific work that they're doing. During the second hour, we'll feature Yehoshua Vider, Yossi Rosenblatt, and if we have time, we'll get to Shalom Katz. First, I want to encourage you to come to the concert on May 22nd. It's Lag BaOmer. That's next Sunday at Temple Hillel in North Woodmere. It will feature Yaakov Motzin, Moshe Shulhoff, two cantors from Netanya, cantor Shlomo Guber, and I think it's his son David. Tell you more about that afterwards. It should be very interesting. And don't forget, on June 15th, at Temple Beth Shalom in Lawrence, Ishmael Helfgott, Benjamin Muller, David Burson, the cantor at the Jewish Center, will make an appearance. And, of course, the cantor of the shul, our friend cantor Joel Kaplan, will be joining the concert. And they have a very energetic choir, the Jesse Aronson Choir, always a lot of fun. I do point out to you that next Sunday is Lag BaOmer, so that means that next Monday I'll somewhat return to the regular programming. And the following week I'll be in Israel, and that's on the 30th, and on, let's see, the 6th, I'm going to be playing two outstanding, even if I do say so myself, you know, there are certain programs that I did over the years that of which I'm very proud. And this was 20 years ago, in 1991, it was a two-hour special of Friday night Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. And then that will be on the 30th, and then on the 6th, they'll will feature the Shabbos Musaf. Let me just tell you, I want to whet your appetite. This is now 2 weeks from tonight. The first hour, which is Kabbalah's Shabbos, Simcha Kusevitzky, Kvartin, Vigoda, Yitzchak Eschel, Leib Glantz, Kapov Kagan, Shmuel Malofsky, Yehoshua Vider, Moshe Leib Erblich, Gershon Sirota, Yesla Rosenblatt, and a message from my dear friend Rabbi Shalom Gordon of blessed memory, who gave a Devar Torah on my program every week for many, many years. This is from March 3rd, 1991. The second hour will be Pinchik, Yaakov Kusevitzky, Shalom Katz, Paul Zim, David Kusevitzky, Moshe Genshoff, Moshe Kusevitzky, Shmuel Tau, Yaakov Kusevitzky, and Israel Alter. That's going to be dynamite. And I know you'll want to, if you do record the program, I think that's a program you'll want to record. And I'm so excited about the trip to Israel. You know, I'm on the board of Americans for Safe Israel, that's AFSI, and twice a year there are Chizuk missions to Israel. And this we arrive on Sunday, the 29th. Well, no, we leave on the 29th. We arrive on Monday. We go to visit our friends in Gush Katif. In the evening, we'll be in Yerushalayim at the Moskowitz Zionism Awards. Tuesday, we'll go to Gush Etzion, Hebron Hills. We'll meet with Nadia Matar. Then we'll go to Beit Orot and a gala dinner. The next day, Yom Yerushalayim. A lot of things in Israel, in Jerusalem. We'll go to with Dan Luria of Ateret Kohanim, tour of East Jerusalem. And the next day, we'll go through the Shomron. We'll go to Chavat Gilad. Some of you know about that. And we'll visit, pay respects to the Fogel family in Itamar. We'll go to Ariel, Zichron Yaakov, and so forth. We'll end up in Haifa. That's a little new for us. Hope to be addressed by Professor Steve Plout. Then we'll go to the Carmel tunnels on Friday, Akko. We'll go to Ma'alot, the Hezer Yeshiva there. We'll be in Tzfat for Shabbos. Wow, this is quite something. And then we'll go to the grave of Shimon Bar Yochai after Shabbos, back to the Lebanese border and the yeshiva in Kiryat Shmona. They'll go to the Golan. And on Monday, wow, we've got all this. We'll go to Jericho. And that's the trip. And it's so exciting. We're staying an extra week, and I'll be going to Masada to see Haida. Can you imagine? Oh, Mickey, that's going to be something, really. It's at 10 o'clock at night. We have to leave Yerushalayim at 6. Oh, wow. I hope I'll be in shape when I come back for the following Monday. But I think I will. It's going to be very, very exciting. Okay, that's enough of the chatter. Although I do want to read to you a little bit about Yehoshua Vider. I was with his grandson at the Chasam Sofer Shul this past Shabbos to hear Binyamin Helfgott, and it was just a wonderful davening. And Vider's grandson reminded me that I have been a little remiss in terms of Yehoshua Vider, who was born in 1906 in Hungary, in Miskolc. And like many Jewish families in Eastern Europe, they were a Hasidic family, specifically of the Sotber sect. The Vider family was renowned in Hungary for producing high-quality cantors. Yehoshua's father was a famous cantor, as were all of his brothers, and the Vider family held positions in some of Hungary's most famous synagogues. His father, Asher, died during Yom Kippur service in 1943 while reciting the Kol Nidre prayer. He was chief cantor in Hajdunanaz at the time. Given his background, the young Yehoshua received a thorough religious and musical education. He displayed a beautiful voice and was taught the art of cantoral singing by Hungary's most prominent cantors. While still young, he gave concerts throughout Hungary, performed on Hungarian radio, and was considered a wunderkind. When he was almost 18, Vider left his family to study music and voice in Vienna. He studied with the famous teachers Ephraim Schlepak, Yehuda Leib Miller, and Immanuel Frankel, who encouraged him to make a career in the vocal arts. Yehoshua married in 1925 and at age 20 accepted the position as cantor in Debrecen, Hungary. He later also served in Budapest and Vienna. Vider was officiating as chief cantor in Miskolc at the ancient synagogue when World War II broke out. He and his family were deported to Auschwitz, where his wife Chana and three youngest children were killed. Cantor Vider and his three other children, Chanoch, Sarah Bluma, and Fager, survived, but almost all other Vider family members were murdered. After his liberation from Auschwitz, Vider became a traveling cantor throughout Germany, officiating at many displaced persons camps, DP camps. He served in Munich from 45 to 49, when his remaining children emigrated to the United States. There, Cantor Vider remarried in 1954. He served at the famous Talmud Torah of Flatbush, a synagogue in Flatbush, Brooklyn, for 5 years. That was from 49 to 54, and then officiated at the prominent congregation Ohav Tzedek for 3 years. That's in New York, from 54 to 57. From his stay in Auschwitz, Cantor Vider had sand in his lungs. Doctors advised him that mountain air would do him good, and he accepted the position in Montreal at the newly erected Chevra Shas Adath Yeshurun Hadrath Kodesh Shevet Achim Chaverim Kol Yisrael Debate Avraham Synagogue. Wow, that's a mouthful. Known better as Adath Yeshurun Hadrath Kodesh. He was there from 57 to 64. While officiating in Montreal, he suffered a fatal coronary attack from which he died on August 22nd, 1964. Cantor Vider was buried in the Jewish cemetery in Montreal. Quite a history, really. Let's get on to this wonderful Chazan, Yehoshua Vider. And the first selection we'll be hearing is Shabar Yisrael, Cantor Yehoshua Vider.
Oh!
Listening to the wonderful chanting of Yehoshua Vider. We'll next hear Ono Bekoach.
Thank you.
Yehoshua Viter with his classic Ono B'Koach, another classic of his, Mimkomcha.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that David Veder is listening. I met David at the Chasam Sofer Shul this past Shabbos when Benjamin Helfgott was davening, and I want to congratulate Eugene Weiser on his annual Chazanis davening for the weekend. I know it's so special, and it was good to see Chilu and the whole crowd from Williamsburg there. A lot of Hasidim love Chazanis, and it's so nice to see them all. I was joined by Irv. Now, Irv, I didn't forget Marilyn, and if in case you're listening, and I know that Julian will know what I'm talking about. And I was joined by Benny Rogozitsky. You know, Benny lives down in the Lower East Side there on Grand, and it was just nice to be with Benny sitting there with him rather than having him up at the Bima as he is at Park East. And again, it was nice seeing David Veder, and you are correct, David. I have not played your grandfather sufficiently, and hoping to make up for it tonight. So to Mickey and to Julian and to Paul and all the lovers of Chazanis, I hope you are enjoying this. Let's hear one more Yehoshua Veder. Again, this is a classic. This is Modim. Thank you. We've been listening to Yehoshua Vedder. There's a lot that's being planned for the future, and I might as well make the commitment over the air, because if I know if I commit myself to do it publicly, I'm going to. First of all, the highest priority is to do a Werdegar special, and I'm in touch with Mayor Werdegar, the son of Mendy, and he's telling me that they're just about ready. So when I return from Israel, that's priority number one. But there are a few others that are also being planned. Cantor Haas, Avram Fried. I've been in touch with Avram, and you know I'm a great fan of his. We will be doing an Avram Fried special. Bensian Shanker, David Bagley, Beryl Achagi, Cantor Konigsberg, and here's a surprise, Danny Gildar. We're going to do a special on Danny. So by committing myself publicly, you know it's going to happen. I will get around to it. Now, you know that Mendy has been, that's of Aderet, has had these wonderful recordings of Yosla Rosenblatt, and he recently came out with Od Yosef Chai, volume number 4. I just want to read a quick quote from the introduction in the album. As technology continues to advance, we are moving closer and closer to our goal of musical perfection with the release of Od Yosef Chai Volume 4. With background music virtually eliminated, the clarity of this album is so pristine that we came to call it, quote, up close and personal. And it is as if Yosla is right there in the room singing these songs, especially for you. So let's get right to this incredible album. It really is a credit to you, Mendy and Mayor, what you're doing. Let's start off with Vahu Rachum, the great Yosla.
Shame on you.
I got chills listening to that. Wow, is that beautiful? Oh, wow. This is from Od Yosef Chai, volume number 4. Yasher Koach to Mendy and the family for, wow. I'm at a loss for words. Let's hear another selection. This is Omer Rabbi Elozer, the great Yesela.
Rabbi Eluzar, Rabbi Chanina, Almidei Chachamim, Marbi Lishlamo, Mar, Rabbi Eluzar, Mar, Rabbi Chanina, Almidei Chachamim. Marbim shulam
the magnificent voice of the great Yesela. Julian, you got to admit that was wonderful. Let's hear Rachem Na, the classic.
Al Yisroel Amechu על ירושלים ירחו, ועל ציון משכן כבודו יזכו. ועל מלכות בית דוד נשיתו יזכו. ועל הבית הגדול ויקודוי,
Matnas, bu sabudum.
לילו, ליד גורם ליו, אבסגו הקדושו, אמליו אבסגו הקדושו, ליארך.
Just perfect, just wonderful. Can you imagine taking these old records and reviving them the way Mendy has? And it's really, really a credit to them. Now, I encourage you that this is Od Yosef Chai, volume number 4. Just beautiful. Again, I have to say thank you, Mendy, for restoring this and sharing it with us. Okay, Simcha, what do you think of that, huh? And David Olfson, I know you're listening. Saul, I haven't heard from you. I hope you're okay. But I know I'm going to hear from Julian, and it'll be interesting what your comments are about Yesla. I hope to see many of you. When do I hope to see you? At it's the next Sunday evening, yes, at Temple Hillel in North Woodmere. It's a Lag B'Omer cantorial concert with Yaakov Motzen, Moshe Shulhoff, cantors Shlomo Guber and David Guber from Netanya, and of course Danny Gildar. Now, you know, if Danny's involved, you know it's got to be a wonderful, wonderful occasion. So I look forward to seeing many of you there, lovers of Chazanis. And then, of course, God be willing, I'll be back from Israel the second week of June, and joining you at Temple Beth Shalom on June 15th with Ichamir Helfgott, Benjamin Muller of Amantwerp, Cantor David Person of the Jewish Center, Cantor Joel Kaplan, and the Jesse Aronson Choir. So not an overabundance of things going on, but there are things going on in Chazanis, and I will do a kumsitz I don't know when, I don't know where, but that's another project. Chilu, if you're listening, we have to do that in Williamsburg. Could we ever do it in Williamsburg? I don't know about that. Anyway, thanks for joining with me, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the program. Next week, we'll be returning to our regular programming, or let's say our post-Sphera programming of the mixture. And again, I give you a heads up, in 2 weeks from tonight, there will be a rebroadcast from 1991, a two-hour special of Friday Night Davening. I gave you some feeling of who will be davening that in that program. It was a classic. And then the following week will be a two-hour Shabbos Musaf while I'm gone. Rebroadcast from 1991. My friend Jesse Beer, who really helped me so much in developing my love for Chazanis, helped me with that, those specials, and I'm forever grateful for that. So hope you're all well. Come back again next week. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Shalom, everyone. Good.